NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Weilin Wong, and it is time for another edition of Listener Questions.
Yay!
We are joined today by Jeff Guo from Planet Money.
So good to be back, you guys.
Amazing. And of course, Darian Woods.
A questionable choice of co-hosts, but happy to answer your questions.
And as always, we've read through the questions you send our way, and we have scoped out some answers.
Today, we're going to be making sense of all these increases in insurance premiums. We're going to be rounding up for charity at the grocery store, and we're going to take a look at a controversial loan called a reverse mortgage.
So if you are looking for answers, you have come to the right place. We got your answers after the break.
Or at least three of them.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Here we go. First question.
Hi, I'm Tina from Connecticut.
Hi, Tina.
I'm a huge Indicator fan. I really love everything you guys do.
Oh my gosh,
I was
so
wondering
nice.
If you guys could explain reverse mortgages. I'm trying to understand all things housing with the market being so crazy these days. Thanks so much.
You might have heard about reverse mortgages on TV ads. There's one with the famous actor Tom Selleck. There's another one with Henry Winkler, who you might also know as the Fonz. Hey!
I'm here to tell homeowners that are 62 and older about a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage.
So like, what if I'm 61 and a half?
Then you got something to look forward to in 6 months. In any case, a reverse mortgage is a loan where you can borrow money against the value of your house. So the house's title is still in your name, but you're receiving payments while you start to owe more and more to the lender.
Okay, but how much money is going into these things?
So the amount you get depends on factors like interest rates and the value of your home and the age of the borrower. But theoretically, a borrower could get anything from a few hundred dollars to a few thousand tax-free dollars a month while also not needing to pay their mortgage.
Oh, you had me at tax-free and not having to pay my mortgage. But it's probably a little too good to be true, am I right?
It is not free money. For the right person, this can be a solution, though. It is definitely appealing to folks who are strapped for cash day to day, but their home is maybe the only big asset that they have. But we should mention, reverse mortgages don't have the best reputation. The Daily Show, for example, just had a whole segment roasting them.
Most reverse mortgages end with you losing your house, or dying and losing your house. Or dying and losing your house and saddling your kids with debt.
But with reverse— Oh my gosh, is that true?
Oh my God.
This is a bit of an exaggeration for comedic effect. You know, debt doesn't go across generations, but it is up to whoever manages the estate to figure out how to pay this debt back. And usually it's by selling the house. But we spoke to Cora Hume with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and she explains reverse mortgages are an expensive way to get a mortgage compared to, say, another home equity loan. With reverse mortgages, there are added fees. And, of course, interest compounds. The debt could get out of hand given that monthly payments aren't required.
A lot of older adults are very surprised about how quickly the amount they owe grows and how quickly their equity that they have in their home decreases.
Nearly three quarters of direct mail advertising for reverse mortgages goes to more financially vulnerable consumers, those of low or moderate income.
Okay, so it sounds like they can work for the right person, but people should do their homework and watch out. Read the fine print.
That is always good advice, yes.
Okay, well, thank you, Darian, for that harrowing tale. I will take our next question.
Hi, Indicator. My name is Brenton Taylor, and I'm an avid listener of the podcast. My question is, why is insurance far outpacing inflation?
This is a great question because we have also observed this at the Indicator. Home and auto insurance in particular has been going up nationwide.
And this is growing way faster than inflation. Inflation last year was like 3.4%. But what we're seeing with homeowner insurance rates, auto insurance rates, is that they're going up by like double digits.
That is wild, especially with auto insurance, where a lot of people don't have any option but to pay the higher price. I mean, Brenton's question is also mine. So why are premiums outpacing inflation?
Well, there are a few reasons. One of them has to do with inflation more broadly, because labor costs, prices for parts, just the cost of fixing stuff has gone up. And so the cost of insurance has also gone up. But the next big reason is natural disasters. There are more severe and more expensive weather events that are just happening to us these days. In 2023, the U.S. saw 28 separate climate disasters, each costing at least $1 billion. So that was like a historic high. But the other contributor is related to this. It's a thing called reinsurance.
Right. So insurance for insurance companies.
And this market is already like super tight. There's not enough capital to go around. And so the costs, they're going up again. Last year, they spiked as high as 50%.
And in terms of whether consumers can do anything about this, I've learned that consumer advocates say that it's ultimately up to state regulators to push back on all those rate hikes. Yet those regulators are generally signing off. And one reason why is that they have varying levels of authority over these rate hikes. Insurance companies also have leverage. They're threatening or actually pulling out of some states. Plus, some regulators, like in Florida, are tasked with keeping an insurance company solvent, and companies are facing real cost increases.
Okay, well, on to our last listener question.
My name is Greg Drew from Decorah, Iowa. Do corporations get to deduct the money from their taxes they collect from patrons in the name of the charity?
Thank you, Greg. I love this question. Yes. So, okay, there's all sorts of ways to give to a charity through a store, right? There's online donations if you're shopping online, or when you're checking out at a physical store, sometimes there's a little box that says donate, you know, $5 or $10. There's also that roundup option at the register that asks you, do you want to round up to the nearest dollar to support the Red Cross or your local Boy Scouts?
Okay, so are the companies just trying to get a tax deduction, or is this really a good way to donate?
Yeah, you know, when you dig around online, a lot of people are wondering the same thing as Greg and us. And the Roundup campaign is a good example to kind of dig into this and see how it all works. So for a company to offer this option, they have to enter into an agreement with a charitable organization, and then that store basically becomes a collection agent.
Oh, so the store is the equivalent of the Santa ringing the bell, asking you to put money into the Santa pot?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's called, the Santa pot. And then here is the answer to, like, the big question. If you are the customer and you click yes, you are donating yourself. It turns out stores cannot deduct your contributions as their own. That money really does just go to the charity on the screen.
Okay, so I'm donating on behalf of myself, not on behalf of, like, Safeway or Giant.
Exactly, yes. Because it turns out your local Safeway or whoever can only mark charitable contributions as tax deductible if it's taxable income from a transaction. And the roundup takes place after you have already bought whatever it is you're buying. So the store can't deduct anything. Nothing shows up on their books as income when you do the roundup thing.
And does that just apply to Roundup, or is it for all of these in-store, you know, would you like to donate $5 at the end of your checkout?
It's all treated the same. If it's not part of a transaction, then the company cannot count it as income, and therefore no tax deduction for the corporation. You, the individual donor, however, can deduct that money. It's probably not worth it given how high the standard deduction is on tax forms these days. But you know what? I don't know your life.
Wait, so why do corporations do it if they're not benefiting in any way?
I don't know, maybe just old-fashioned goodwill to the community if they're, you know, partnering with a local food bank.
Bah, or... humbug.
Oh, my goodness. I can see you rolling your eyes.
Charity washing, I call it. Charity washing. Well, thank you to everybody who's sent in listener questions. It's really helpful to know what people are wondering about. So if you have economic business questions, email us. Our email address is indicator@npr.org.
This episode was produced and fact-checked by Cooper Katz-McKim, with engineering by Maggie Luthar. Kate Kintanen edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Your employees are more than your coworkers. They're the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers modern group benefits designed to protect employees and their families with dental, vision, life, and disability coverage. Humana knows every employee and every business is unique. That's why they listen to your needs and build plans with you and your team in mind. That's the power of human care. Support for NPR comes from ADP. Say you're in HR and a solar flare adds an extra hour to each day. How would this impact business? ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to help your business take on the next anything. ADP, always designing for people.